Sorry, I have my computer opened, and it's actually distracting. I actually didn't open up any tabs, so it's actually a little distracting.
I'm on the Google Docs.
And my mouse pad doesn't work, so I'm actually pressing my computer screen.
Did you see that? I don't think I sent it to you on Twitter.
What?
Have you seen the car crash? But the guy is listening to fucking Hobo Johnson. And the entire comments is just like dork ass music.
Bro, who the fuck listens to Hobo Johnson?
Just unironic. And the person was singing along to Hobo Johnson too.
They deserve that shit. What the hell?
This is MILF, the Mothers I Learned From podcast.
Mothers I Learned From.
Welcome to the Mothers I Learned From.
The podcast. Official podcast of mothers.
Oh yeah, what's
for
our
for mothers, not by mothers.
What is our like tagline, like our intro?
For mothers,
not by mothers.
Not by mothers.
I don't know if that works. I don't know.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but it's. I think
the podcast made for mothers, not by,
not by mothers, and. Honestly, lacking perspective on its main subject. I don't know if that messed with the audio.
No, it just moves.
It's a podcast that we started sort of about moms and mom thing. It's very sort of free form, the podcast. Nothing strict yet. No sort of structure, really.
Just talk about moms.
Just sort of a belief in ourselves and... A love for mothers, I think.
Definitely love for mothers.
A love for mothers everywhere, even if you're evil, even if you've done... Casey Anthony,
this podcast is for
you. We love you and accept you no matter what you may or may not have done.
Allegedly.
Casey Anthony, you are love. That's all we have to say.
Not just Casey Anthony, but other mothers.
Yeah, but...
but mostly...
I'm not even going to say especially because that's not true.
No.
Okay, and I'm on the fucking thing.
He's on. I can see them.
I'm on the Google Doc, bro. I can see you too. You're purple. I'm more of
blue.
I'm more of a blue color, which
blue coated.
It sort of makes me a boy and you a girl, which if you think about it, has to do with motherhood, probably just based off of gender and stuff like that.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on gender?
Jinda. I think it's generally good, but sometimes bad. I think it's half good, half bad.
Oh, dude.
And that's...
Yeah. Some of it is good, some of it is bad.
What percentage of the world would you say is a mom?
25. Yeah, I'd go 25.
That sounds like it could be right. No, sounds really close.
Do not look it up, but it's correct.
And I'm actually gonna look it up.
No.
How many mothers are there? 2.2 billion. Yeah, that sounds a far cry away from 2.5.
What? I said 25%.
Oh. And let me do the math there real quick. Seven.
That's almost right.
25% of 8. So 1. No. Wait. So 2.
2. I was almost right, dude.
So, yeah, so actually really close, but more than 25%, I think that means.
That is more than 25%, yeah.
There are estimated 2.2 mothers all over the world, around 77.
There are only 2.2 mothers in the world.
I forgot the billion. See, the thing about me is I sort of think in terms of pure number. Like
There are approximately 2.2 moms in the world.
I think in a streamlined, sort of messy handwriting, kind of doctor, kind of Einstein
way. We really do only come from two mothers.
That's when you think about it, we probably come from the same mother. Mother Earth.
And Mother...
Mother Earth was the first mother. Mother Teresa did, like, experiments on...
Not a real mother.
...people or something like that. Yeah, I don't even think she even... Not that you have to give birth to be a mother. You can identify yourself as however you want, even if you have a dog or a fish or something. Valid. Are mothers still mothers when their kids die?
Yeah. I think you never take away the label of being a mother.
Yeah, but when you no longer have parents, you're an orphan.
Shit, you got me.
Dude, you're actually getting mentally schooled. This is akin to Joe Rogan versus Jordan Peterson Smith.
Remember Iron Claw at the end where he's like, I used to be a brother.
Dude, that actually was the saddest part of the fucking movie.
I rewatched that recently with my mother.
Did you? And did she cry?
She loved it.
She loved it?
She loved it.
See, that's something we should be talking about. Mother's opinions, because our opinions are lesser than.
Yeah. They're honestly meaningless.
Yeah. So if she had a letterbox, what would she have given
Iron Man? Letterboxed? Like 5 stars. 5 estrellas, because my mother is Mexican.
Oh my god, dude. You can't say that. You're going to get fucking attacked or something, I swear. Oh my god, dude. The political situation, by the way, just sort of globally. Aw, man.
Aw, shucks.
Definitely against mothers. Definitely and against motherhood mothers. Ideals. Not that motherhood is a straight line. It is a broad spectrum of sort of different people. If you think about it.
I'm thinking about it, I think.
Okay, name the most different mother you know.
Based off who?
Name the strangest sort of mom you know.
The strangest mom I
know. I was in forums earlier looking at just for weird mom stuff. They all lead pretty normal lives, even if you go to the different kinds of them. So,
did you just look up weird mom stuff?
Well, I looked up, I was on forums and I was looking at the Alaska forum for Alaskan mothers. Just sort of normal stuff, just like baby, oh, my baby won't go to sleep, oh, there's blood in my urine. Anybody can be
a mother.
Whoa, dude. You know that Joe Rogan, that when, you know when...
entire thing is going to be, you know Joe Rogan.
that's my frame of reference for a podcast is Joe Rogan. Well... Not actually, but in like a jokey way.
Yeah, pull it up, Jimmy.
He sort of has a better setup than us, because his is in his house.
Oh, for real, dude. We need a setup in our house.
Yeah, exactly. We need, like, soundproofing. This is pretty nice.
This is a nice setup.
There's no, like, red curtains or, like, Jimi Hendrix photos, though.
No.
And there's no, like, cool guest. Maybe. Or cool counterpart, at least, is what I'm trying to...
Yeah, there's no Jamie.
I'm saying you. This is like, oh my god, dude. This is just like when The Rock was on Joe Rogan.
Was The Rock ever on Joe Rogan?
And honestly, the conversation got a little stale. At 2.2 billion mothers in America. How many of them do you know? This is what we were talking about earlier, just naming mothers.
Okay.
Are
all mothers equal?
Are all mothers equal? That's a question for some sort of omnipotent being that could say something. I would say yes.
Okay.
In terms of quality, no. But in terms of, like, humanity?
Yes.
Everybody is.
Valid.
And also, mothers aren't just human as well.
Okay.
They're bugs, they're trees,
There's tree mothers.
There are trees.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth probably was a tree in maybe sort of a past life, and she grew to be a beautiful kind of island goddess. Yeah.
Like Moana.
If my vision of Mother Earth was real, I would spend my days endlessly searching for her to be raised and fed by her.
It's beautiful.
And I'm sort of doing that metaphorically by sort of... stealing resources from the land, natural resources.
Living off the land.
Living off the land by, you know, oiling.
Drilling.
Drilling, fracking.
Oh, I love fracking.
Ah, dude, everybody knows you love fracking.
Ah, dude, if there's something people need to know about me is that I love fracking.
If you're in his neighborhood, do not jump. It's fucking empty underneath. It's a barrens.
Do not jump around me.
There's a sinkhole slowly forming from all the fracking. I don't actually know what fracking is, like, specifically.
Me neither.
I imagine it's like mining, but there's like some sort of resource.
Yeah,
involved.
Like oil.
I think oil.
Sure, it's oil.
I think it's probably fucking oil, man.
Anyways, who are you?
I'm Guillermo Quinteros, son of a mother.
I'm Lionel de Trinidad, son of a mother.
Oh my god. And the fact that we're both sons of mothers should tell you exactly that we know what the fuck we're actually saying and we're talking
about.
This
is all facts.
I've lived with a mother...
my life.
Well, not in, like... In recent years, it's sort of mixed and matched with the same... We've both lived with a mother for the same amount of time.
You're right.
I've even known grandmothers.
Me too.
I've known great grandmothers.
I haven't known great grandmothers.
You haven't known one?
No, I don't think so. Or no.
Not even yours personally?
No, not even mine personally.
My aunt is a
great grandmother?
She almost is. If my freaking cousin Freddie can freaking manage to
find
a beautiful lifelong lover. And not just Freddie, she has other sort of grandchildren. Yeah, but Freddie,
if you're listening.
Shout out. Shout out my cousin Freddie and his endeavors.
Mm-hmm. What is motherhood to you?
You fucking bitch. Don't pass it off to me. I was trying to fucking... Okay, motherhood to me is...
Motherhood
to me... Let me actually... motherhood to me is...
What about maternity and postpartum clothing?
Postpartum clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds pretty comfortable. I've sort of gotten into sweatpants recently, so I think I actually probably have the postpartum experience.
Mom energy right there.
Damn.
Hashtag mom energy.
If I posted an Instagram post, everybody would respond with the strong arm emojis. And different colors because they're different races because I know different people. And mothers are different.
All mothers are different.
It would actually get me fucking emotional to talk about motherhood, which is probably why we shouldn't have even started this podcast. Because even thinking about a mother has me sobbing.
Yeah, dude. Every time I think about mothers, I'm just on the floor.
Have you guys heard of an appendectomy? That's right. I collectivized fucking the people that hypothetically listen to this.
Yeah.
Episiotomy? Is that what I said?
Appendectomy.
I don't even know. But they fucking cut the middle. They cut the gooch of it
gooch?
To spread, make space for the baby to come out. And yeah.
Whoa.
And Lionel actually has some perspective on alternative forms of birth because he came out of his mother's stomach.
Exactly. I did come out of my mother's stomach.
And do you think that makes you less?
I think that makes me more.
Why? Because you're fresher? Because you...
Yeah, because I'm fresher, dude. I'm fresh out.
You are. Actually, dude, you're right.
Dude, I'm fresh.
Whenever there's, like, older people involved, I'm going to be like, oh, you mean the mommy or the daddy?
The daddy. Definitely the daddy.
Oh, who's that daddy that's on TV all the time?
Peter Griffin.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite.
He's a family guy.
Yeah. I respect Stu. I respect Meg. I respect Chris. I respect Peter. And I respect Brian. But most of all, I respect Lois.
Top tier TV mother. Actually, no.
Actually, she freaking... I'm pretty sure Stewie tried to kill her, which probably gives you some indication of how good a mother she actually is. Behind the scenes, because obviously...
Kind of a reverse Casey Anthony.
Yeah, where the baby kills the mother.
It's not true.
And I think it's actually okay, because the pressures of motherhood, as we probably will explore... are pretty high.
A lot of pressures of being a mother.
Yeah, there's taxes. There's I was reading some stuff on joint bank accounts in a forum earlier.
That sounds intimidating.
Yeah, you have to file for it and stuff. And there's also, what if my baby's ugly? What if I don't love it?
Ooh,
what
ugly babies?
Have you seen Eraserhead? We probably should have watched it as prep, but that's more about a father.
Oh, we gotta watch. What mother movies are there?
There's a movie called Mother with Jennifer Lawrence in it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Isn't there... There's the Room, right? With
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson is a mother.
Yeah, I don't think in real life, so I actually don't want to acknowledge her.
Think Jennifer Lawrence is a mother in real life.
Yeah, but remember when she had pizza at the Oscars?
Oh, my God. That was so quirky.
Oh, my God, dude. She had pizza at the Oscars. Yeah. And that's not to insult women, because I honestly love women as well.
I also love women.
And each of them is a potential mother, which doesn't affect my opinion of them, honestly. But it would... Actually, mother status would give me more respect for women. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I love mothers more than women.
Why?
Not that mothers aren't women. See, the thing about talking in today's world is society's always trying to trap you with modern vernacular.
Why do you think mothers better than women?
Just because they got more on their plate.
Yeah, right.
Actually, that's not necessarily true. The thing about being a woman that I know personally is that, damn, you can and must have a child.
That's an official quote.
That's an official quote. Under my rule.
Guillermo Quinteros, quote him on that.
Quote him on it. You must.
You're going to become a...
I'm going to go around and do a tour of the world.
Trad white.
A global tour. Say, present your baby to me, or I will... I don't want to do anything drastic to women, because they've been through a lot. So maybe I'll punish the men for a lack of children.
Yeah.
Sort of equity is sort of what I'm after. If you had to name a baby...
Yoda.
Dude, don't even get me started on Baby Yoda. One of the cutest babies of all time.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, shout out a mother that you've learned from.
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia?
Now that we're talking about Star Wars, I want to go off a little bit.
Okay.
Princess Leia gave birth to Kylo Ren.
Oh, my. Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Han Solo and Princess Leia had sex. Congrats. And by the way, they were also having sex in real life.
They were?
Outside of the movie.
Rest in peace.
Who?
Carrie Fisher.
I hardly know her. Yeah, she has a daughter in real life, I'm pretty sure, and I'm pretty sure I've seen her. I'm pretty sure she's blonde.
Yeah.
And guess who also is blonde? Luke Skywalker, her fucking brother in the movie. Her
freaking brother?
Yeah. And they kiss a little bit, and I think that adds to their characters, honestly.
All right.
The thing about character depth is it's supposed to kind of betray your expectations and make you uncomfortable.
Definitely makes me uncomfortable.
And that's good. That's how you're supposed to feel.
Damn, dude. George Lucas was cooking.
He was cooking, dude. He was cooking. And George Lucas...
cooked a little too much from Dune.
Yeah. Dude, I'm 40 pages into the Dune book, and I haven't heard shit about Luke Skywalker or lightsabers.
Isan al-Gaib.
Oh my god, dude. God. This Dune kick, I hope it lasts forever. And I hope Timothy Chalamet stays youthful.
Did you pronounce Timothée? Learned that from an interview.
Yeah, you learned it. Oh,
YouTube short. It's pronounced Timothée Chalamet.
It's not Chalamet, by the way. It's if you're doing France, it's Chalamet. It's
Charlemagne.
Timothy Charlemagne.
Timothy Charlemagne the God. He's coming on the podcast next week.
He is coming on the podcast, and yeah. I heard he partied with Diddy. So he's got some stories, and I'm sure there's a... I actually don't know if any mothers were involved in that.
Probably.
The thing is, throughout history, women have been spoken over.
True.
Yeah, and throughout, like, historical texts and oral tradition... you will find very little on women because people hate them so much.
That's true. Why do people hate mothers?
Some
sort of complex.
Exactly. That's something we should talk about.
Yeah, people do hate their mom.
There's a vile and rampant disease plague of sons in love with their mothers. So
and then sons hating their mothers.
So in love with their mothers that they hate them and then they... like kill a school or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Have you ever been over to a friend's house
and they're mean to their mom?
It's so insane.
It is so insane, dude.
I have a friend who's just terrible to his mom.
Yeah, and you're so close with him and you actually agree with all of his opinions.
No.
Being mean to a mom is crazy to me because hasn't she been through enough?
For real though. Like actually.
If I know a bit about my mom.
Mothers are so underappreciated.
Honestly, dude. Because honestly, dads...
dads get overrated.
Dads are overrated as hell. Because first of all, boring. You're a man.
Dad lore.
Oh, mom lore.
Oh, dude. You know why mom lore isn't a thing, dude?
What,
because people don't talk to their moms.
People don't talk. They lose contact.
They don't ask about their moms.
Because they're busy, I don't know, grinding or something like that. Yeah, they're busy betraying people's trust. They're busy... leching and thieving.
Exactly. So much leching and thieving going around.
In modern society, dude. And you know, if all mothers were treated good and given the power they deserve, society would probably be a better place.
Facts.
Do we have a timer going?
I don't think so, but this is pretty good.
We should have started a timer, though, because...
probably.
I guess we can just talk and then you can kind of mull through it and I won't have to think.
Not too much.
We can, I'll do it one day. split the labor. Okay. Labor.
Labor.
Working moms, single moms. My mom worked as a pregnant person.
I'm actually not sure what, if my mom
did. She probably did, just because it's pretty much the norm, which is, again, something.
That's something we should talk about.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maternity leave, dude.
It's probably not long enough. It's probably...
No, definitely
people
not.
People are always like, oh, in Europe, we have 1 year maternity leave.
Okay, Greta.
We have 1 year... I don't sound like Greta Thunberg. I don't look like Greta Thunberg. I'm a man. Just negate everything we've been talking about.
Yeah, man.
I'm not a fucking woman. I don't have to have a baby if I don't want to. I can lead a single fatherless lifestyle. Yeah. Or father.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
What about maternity leave in Europe, though?
If people are always like, oh, it's longer and you get paid sick time, sick leave.
Sick leave. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so entertaining and good for the mothers and the baby's development. And in the United States, mothers probably get, a day off?
Yeah, I don't even know, weeks.
Probably. And the baby probably has to start working immediately after that.
Yeah, dude. Some mothers don't even take days off.
Yeah. Some mothers, think about it. Some mothers probably have to deal with, think about it, their boyfriends or husbands or partners. I didn't mean to gender anything specifically because it could be whoever. It could be you or me or me or you. We are the fathers in this world, and sort of the mothers in this world are ready to receive us.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but yeah.
The world is my concubine. And I am sort of pained with the power that has been thrust upon me.
Facts.
Yeah, I actually agree. So, my mom likes salty food. Does your mom like salty food?
My mom...
My mom will say she likes salty over sweet.
I think my mom likes sweet over salty.
Really?
Mm.
I can see that for your mom.
Yeah, that might be true, yeah.
What's like her favorite snack?
Hmm.
Notice how long it's taking him to answer and that he...
Because there's a lot.
Chicharrones?
Yeah, but that's more...
Yeah. It's like a... What's a snack she eats often, though? Like, do you always have chicharrones? And...
She eats... Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it's...
That's savory, by the way. That's not sweet.
No. Now that I'm thinking about it, she does prefer... In terms of snacks, I'd say salty.
And that kind of tells you that Mexican mothers are kind of interchangeable.
I mean, she kind of goes for like a skinny pop.
A skinny pop?
Tortilla chips.
Is skinny pop the one with the bags that kind of feel nice?
Yeah. Yeah. That is.
No, I'm thinking I'm thinking of Boom Chicka Pop.
Well, skinny pop, their bags feel nice too.
It's just sort of normal plastic. Boom Chicka Pop has like the...
What's your mom's favorite snack?
Probably like chips and hot sauce, at which I have a bone to...
You do that.
No, I like hot chips. I have a bone to pick because the chips get soggy.
Oh, you're right.
And fuck you to Jan in high school.
Yeah, if you're listening to this
name, if we had the beep button near us, I would have pressed it.
We don't have a Jamie yet, but when this
fuck
podcast
you
goes
for
up, we'll get a Jamie.
Thinking that Doritos Tapatio chips were the same thing if you just put Tapatio on nacho cheese Doritos.
That's false. That's false.
It's false. It tastes like wet chips.
And I don't like the... You want a chip to be crunchy as fuck.
That's pretty much half the point.
Yeah.
The flavor is another just benefit to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know who that kind of information is probably perpetuated by? Men.
Men.
Meanwhile, women are left... Actually, I just said that my mom put hot sauce on the chips. And even women can be brainwashed by... Because if you think about it, the people in power have the most influence.
Just blew my mind.
I actually did, and I did it for you because you weren't thinking outside the box. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to. Yeah.
It's a little.
What age does a baby become human?
I'm thinking like 6 hours deep.
And that's when it becomes human?
Yeah.
Because it can live or die within the first 6 hours and you're not sure?
Yeah.
Sort of like Schrodinger's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something, man.
I'm trying to let you figure this out by yourself.
Why?
Yeah, dude. Who even knows what's in there?
In babies?
Yeah. What are in babies?
Probably like intestines and like brains and stuff like that.
How
there should be more scientists dissecting babies. Let's dissect babies. Did the clapping thing sort of. It's just so we can learn more about them, because they're kind of little freaks until they become normal. Yeah.
How long is it socially acceptable to shake a baby?
To shake a baby? For, like, seconds?
like, everything has a threshold, obviously, but...
I guess until the baby starts to be silent after it cries. After the first wave of crying during the first wave of silence, that's when
you... That's when shit gets
real.
Not the
second wave of silence, because that's when you know you've done something wrong.
Exactly.
It's all about limiting yourself and opening your eyes to the broad perspectives that exist throughout the world.
Broad perspectives? It's all about perspective.
Yeah, bro. What would Joe Rogan say, man? Has Joe Rogan even ever had a mother on his podcast?
Yeah, yes.
Who?
I don't know.
Candace Owens?
Is Candace Owens a mother?
I don't know.
Yes.
Hold on.
Candace is on the...
Yeah, Candace Owens.
Candace mom, get some respect.
Oh, Candace, her spouse is George Farmer. Name is George Farmer.
Oh my god. She went to Stanford High School.
She has three children.
Oh wow.
Stanford.
So Candace Owens, Casey Anthony, those are the two moms we have shouted out.
Except for our moms, those are the two moms we named. And let's rank the four of those right now. Okay, your mom, my mom, Candace Owens, Casey Anthony.
That's the correct.
I was just saying, I was listening.
That's the correct one.
All right, well, at least I
got his ass.
I did the work. I actually think my mom's pretty cool.
It goes, my mom, your mom.
You said Casey Anthony, right?
Casey Anthony. I was thinking.
But that sort of enlightens you to the fact that mothers can be bad people, too.
Mothers can be bad people, too.
And, like, if I were to see, like, a mother serial killer, I'd be like, oh, okay. Represent.
Like Casey Anthony.
There's too many male serial killers.
Yeah, dude.
And Ted Bundy. The guy from the show with the glasses.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Casey Anthony?
No, not Casey. That's a woman mother. It's a mother.
Jack Harlow?
No, not Jack Harlow. No. That doesn't even make even a little bit of sense, man. Come on. Jack Harlow. What's your favorite Jack Harlow beat, man?
The one by Fergie.
There's
a mother?
Is Fergie a producer?
No, he sampled Fergie. Like, he sampled Fergie.
Oh, you would know.
Yeah.
Fergie is a mother, though.
Yeah.
Marge Simpson.
Just naming mother.
I would probably run out after like four. I really try not to talk to mothers because I have too much respect for them, because I think I have sort of an acid tongue about my life.
What do you mean?
I sort of breed discontent and sorrow.
Just like naturally?
Yeah, it's kind of just me.
Just you being discontent?
Probably. And then guess what? That had something to do with my mother, but not all of it. Some of it was my dad, too.
Damn, dude. We're getting deep now. This is a deep episode.
This is actually really deep. Yeah. I was born...
Yeah, when 4th, were you born?
2002 in Millbrae Hospital.
I was born June 24th, 2002.
And, yeah, we were born pretty close together in the same hospital.
Yeah.
If your mom had stayed at the hospital for a really long time, she could have run into my mom.
For 5 months, I think?
If she had gotten, like, a checkup for you when you were, like... 5 months old.
Which honestly probably did. I was an unhealthy baby.
I was severely... I was a dying baby.
I mean, basically.
Lana was one of the crack babies that you hear about everyone.
No, 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 no.
But it wasn't his mom doing the crack, okay? His mom wasn't a crack mom. He did it on his own.
He did sometimes it after. It's hard to find crack in the womb, guys.
It is hard to find.
There was no dealer there.
So the thing about Lana and I, we both remember the womb really, vividly. Really well.
Vivid.
This is the kind of genius status that you're kind of getting to work with when you listen
to this podcast.
To this podcast.
When you tell your friends you listen to this podcast,
they're going
to
be like, oh, you're engaging in some really high IQ material.
These are some freaking scholars.
These are, and guess what? I have a degree.
And guess, we're recording this at a university.
At a university, and I have a credited degree. Lionel doesn't have a degree. He's not
a degree yet.
He's not really so smart, I guess, but he makes up for it in character, trust me.
Yeah, guys, I have plenty of
character. He's not that bad, guys. Come on.
He has character.
Yeah.
I have charisma.
You do have charisma and character. And you know, and guess what? You're smart as hell, man.
Oh, my God. When he compliments you.
I'm just trying to. The thing is, every good mother knows this, too. You make fun of your child, you. What?
Hello, brother.
Fuck you. I pointed my finger up. Now you made me lose my train of thought. Just do some fucking. Some streamer joke.
Some streamer joke, dude.
But as I was saying, every good mother knows this. You have to hurt your child in order to make them better. And that's sort of what I do with Lionel and what he does with me. At least I mean,
there are different parenting styles.
Yeah, there's authoritative, authoritarian, and...
chill.
I don't remember the good one.
Chill.
Chill? Is that the kind of parent you'll be?
Yeah, I'll be chill.
And... would you expect that of your partner, who I would assume could be a mother?
Yeah, she'd be chill.
She'd be chill. I don't think you get to pick that.
No, I don't.
You don't know what postpartum life looks like.
Postpartum depression.
Men aren't forgiving enough.
They aren't.
They aren't. They aren't. You sound like you're, like, conceding that one point, but you're about to go on another point. That. But women are the real vile villains of the fucking...
I was about to expand, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking you were going to do. Mm-hmm. If you had to breastfeed, which breast are you going with, left or right?
Going left.
You going left?
I'm going baby on the right.
I imagine one nipple gets too sore eventually, so you got to switch it up.
Exactly. You got to switch it up. But I'm getting a stable base for the baby.
Yeah.
So I'm grabbing it with my right.
Yeah.
And then on the left nip.
On the left nip?
Yeah.
Is the rest just dangling?
What do you mean?
You got the neck, but...
No. You see, the baby's like on my forearm.
Oh,
like
okay.
I'm built like that.
I get you. Yes. Let's talk about what would you do if you were a mother?
If I was a mother?
Yeah. How would you raise your baby?
You know, neglectfully.
You said you'd be chill. That kind of works.
Yeah, you could be.
It'd be too chill.
It'd be too chill. That's like on the opposite end of the spectrum.
You ever have parents that are too
chill? A little too chill. I have seen too chill parents, honestly.
Yeah, I mean.
Sometimes there are parents that are a little too chill.
There are. My mom is like the opposite spectrum of that, where she's like constantly needs to be doing something or else she will not be fulfilling her role as a first generation
Mexican woman. Right. My mom definitely rides the line.
She rides. She can be chill.
Yeah.
Definitely good to see again. Mothers should be able to be chill all the time.
Yeah, exactly. We don't let moms chill enough.
Not that you necessarily...
Dads get to come
imagine
home,
a couple with
take their pants
two
off.
Mothers.
Whoa, what?
That's something I haven't thought about it enough.
Oh, my God.
Is it better
is that real?
To be a lesbian mother?
Ooh, you're
you
right.
Because you will have the consideration of another mother right next to you. Or is it always... is the child always burdened more so to one side? Just because of the way we think about parenting. Would your parents ever say, oh, like, your son fucked up or something like that? Like, sort of push the child rights to the other side, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, like, your son sucks. Your son's an idiot. That's what we do. And that's what I hate. Because those are future mothers you're talking about.
Exactly.
Except future. For me. Will never, ever, ever have a child, because I can't.
He can't.
He can't. It doesn't work.
Neither can I.
As much as I try.
As much as you've tried.
I push, nothing comes out. Nothing comes out except my dreams, my hopes, and my ambitions.
And your dreams.
I am a shell because I don't have the gift of giving life, and that can be in the form of adoption. Stay woke.
Stay woke, guys. Stay woke. This has been the Woke Podcast.
Surrogacy.
Yeah.
You can get someone else pregnant would and you? Pay them. No.
No?
Would well, you, I, would you wait, donate I'd get semen? No say in this.
Oh, no, no. I meant, or.
Could you accept a thing that came out of someone else?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, that's adoption, essentially. But.
Would you donate sperm?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if, like, the money was right. I don't think we can. I think we're too short.
Yeah, we're too short.
We're too... Which, well, I don't know if it's
something
real.
Something else.
I don't know if that's real, but it sounds real.
It sounds real.
Because, again, short people are the mothers of the height.
Exactly. Something we don't talk about is that short people are really oppressed.
They are...
Just as much as, like, mothers.
The average mother and the average short person... And guess what? You can be a short fucking mother.
Yeah. There's a lot of correlation between short people and moms.
See, this is what we're talking about when we talk about intersectionality. Are you short
exactly.
and a mother?
Exactly.
That's
cross-section.
As they intersect the fucking axes and stuff like that, that sort of determines your how society
multiple
values.
Demographics in one.
Yeah. Intersectionality. Yeah. And yeah. I think about that every day.
Every single day I think about intersectionality.
Every single day I think about what it's like to be short. Because I'll never know.
I mean, you're short. Something you need to know about is...
I'm short because...
Something we need to admit
I'm
on this
short
podcast
short because
is that
the
we're
average
short
mother is probably like 5'3". If you think about it.
What do you mean?
Like, how tall is the average mother?
Like 5'3"?
Yeah, you came to the same solution. Just fucking numerically... I'm probably pretty close to the average mother's height. 5'5" probably even is
probably,
it.
Yeah. I mean, what's the average like height for a woman in the United States?
Well, Lionel, not just everybody can be a mom. So, that's don't true. Think so biological, even though you didn't necessarily imply that yet, but I could tell cuz I can sort of read his mind.
He can read my mind. That's something about him.
Yeah, I sort of know his future and sort of manipulate his sort of web of fate.
So something that will be evident through this podcast history is that you can read my mind.
If you watch this podcast for like however long it goes, you will notice him getting
forever.
Sicker
forever.
And sicker and
it will
sicker.
Go forever.
It will go forever. In memoriam, our children will continue it. That's
there's a
right.
lot of stuff about mothers.
I'm going to have a child and I'm going to raise it on my own to prove that mothers... Just to take the load off of mothers and stuff like that. Say, hey, how about a single father for once?
For once.
Yeah, I will be the Lee from Walking Dead Telltale Games. I will be the fucking what's his name? Pedro Pascal of The Last of Us. I will be an apocalyptic single father to my daughter who will one day
be a no?
No. And that's because I'm going to change society and make it better.
Oh my god. He's freaking getting deep into this. I didn't think this first episode would go so deep.
I spit on my lip.
That's great.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Really cool. We should do a contest to see who can spit more in 30 seconds. And just do it on the table and sort of measure the surface area of the spit once it spreads out.
That's valid.
Yeah. When's the last time I interacted with a mom? Probably mine. Yesterday, I called her. And you also called your mom yesterday.
I did also call my mom yesterday.
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
Did she talk about me?
No, I don't think so. She just talked about graduation.
Yeah, I also talked to my mom about graduation. My sister was also there.
That's cool.
Yeah, and my mom mentioned you. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did your mom mention me? If you were holding back because you weren't sure if it was reciprocated
no,
or anything.
I'm like, sure. Like 1,000% sure.
That's right. That's all right. That's good. That's good. That's good. I feel like a mother all the time when I have to make myself food.
Whoa. What is he implying there?
I'm not
what
implying anything. Implying? And sort of one thing you should understand if you
Are
were
you
to ever.
Mother should make food.
If you were ever to become a listener of this sort of kind of thing. One thing you should understand is, you know, freaking satire is in my veins. My grandfather was kind of funny.
Stand-up comedian.
He wasn't. He was a garbage man.
Who was also...
I say that, and I picked the wrong grandfather. That was the sort of stern, kind of stoic one. My other grandfather's a funny one. He was a janitor. And he was also a couple other things. He owned a business at one point.
Stand-up business.
And he was funny, and so was his wife, my grandmother.
Also a mother.
Influence can come from your mom and your fucking dad.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, mothers might have more influence because they have a more direct relationship with their children in some cases.
In some cases.
If you had to pick your mom and your dad in a fight, who's winning? Be honest.
I don't want to think about that. No, I'm not going to answer that question.
It's not to the death, bro. Just like, okay, boxing.
No.
Boxing. 3 rounds, 1-minute rounds.
3 rounds, 1 minute.
Who's gaining more points?
Who's getting more points?
It's not even knocking out each other. 16-ounce gloves. They're slamming each other with pillows, man.
I think my mom.
Really?
Yeah. And she's more athletic than my dad is.
Yeah, I think my dad is, yeah. I would think my mom could do it, too.
Yeah.
Just because I believe mothers can do anything.
Exactly. Mothers can do all things.
You see, like, fucking all these guys coming up on, like, media, like, all these inventors, mm-hmm. like, Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk about him.
And fucking,
Benjamin Franklin.
George Washington Carver. Mm-hmm. And, who's another inventor? Robin Williams from Flubber.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
All these kind of men are who we assume with inventing, who we kind of correlate to inventing. Who's actually inventing? Mothers. Mm-hmm. Mothers are, to the DNA level, they are coding.
Hidden figures.
Is that, are they mothers in that? I mean, they probably are, because I'm, which you should never assume.
Never assume a woman is a mother.
Never assume a woman is a mother, but like, Octavia Spencer's probably a mother.
In real life or in the movie?
In the movie.
Oh, maybe, she might be.
Who is it, what's Tanaji, what's her name? She's in the movie? Tanaji, in the movie? The Hidden Figures movie?
Taraji P. Henson?
Taraji. I messed that up.
Glenn Powell is also in it.
Oh, and fucking Janelle Monáe. She's actually probably... I don't know if she's the biggest star out of everyone there.
No, I think it's Octavia Spencer.
She's most dynamic because she has a musical career.
Octavia Spencer has an Oscar.
Does she have a Grammy, though?
I don't think so.
Well, Janelle Monáe might.
Oh, dude, Sheldon is in it.
Young Sheldon?
No, just Sheldon. Just regular
Sheldon. Oh, older Sheldon?
Older Sheldon.
Young Sheldon's mom, guys.
Young Sheldon's mom.
Smash.
Wood.
And that's the sort of thing. Not to do. Even us, in all of our wisdom on motherhood, can sometimes be degrading towards women just because it's part of our societal program.
Exactly. That's what we were, you know, programmed to do.
Yeah, so like... Don't blame us for being the evil, sort of deeply wretched people that we are.
Exactly. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault. Oh, my God. We're just boys at the end of
boys
the day.
At the end of the day, boys will be boys.
I wasn't saying that, dude.
And you can quote him on that.
Lionel loves football, masculinity, hanging out with male friends, masculine-identifying friends.
What?
I'm sort of speaking for you.
Don't. I can speak for myself.
Yeah, I love hanging out with all kinds of people.
Anyways, I love football and masculinity. And
rubbing one out with the
rubbing
boys.
Rubbing one out with the boys. Oh, my God.
Rubbing one out with your dear, dear friends who all happen to share the same sort love of for gender identity. While also talking about football.
Yeah.
Talk about football. You actually know some stuff, so.
Yeah. Football, it's the... American sport.
Has a mother ever played football before?
A mother has never played football. That's a fact.
Professionally or like it just generally?
Professionally. There are mothers who play. Have you seen the Mothers Football League? The MFL?
They have their own league?
Yeah, look it up.
That feels like fucking... Look up the don't think you can do that
anymore. Look up the MFL right now.
The MFL?
the Mother's Football League.
Is that international or...
No, that's international. That's all around the world.
Oh, well, I didn't think...
Well, you're thinking football. Of... No, you're thinking of the IMFL. The International Mother's Football League. These are different leagues.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that. This is the sort of semantical bullshit.
Well, in the summer, you'll see them all because, you know, Summer Olympics.
Dude, you're overwhelming me with your sports knowledge. Okay. Off the top of your head, who was a mother in sports?
Erin Andrews.
Is that true?
Alex Morgan.
Are these women?
Yeah. Alex Morgan is on the U.S. national football team. As in, you know, soccer. I like to call it football.
Oh, I know Megan Rapinoe, but I don't know if she has a baby. Is that her name? Megan?
Yeah.
I know the Rapinoe.
Naomi Osaka.
Is she a mother?
I think.
Isn't she kind of young?
Yeah, but...
Just researching for fucking half the time.
Yeah. The tennis champion and her boyfriend welcome their daughter.
And she's only 26.
July 2023. Oh, yeah, Corday.
He's also 20. Dude, they're born in 1997. You know who else was born in 90 fucking 7?
Your sibling.
My sibling. Yeah. Shout out, Brianna.
Shout out, Brianna, if you're listening.
And someone who could potentially have a child in the future.
That's true.
And, that wouldn't make them... I think they will call themselves a mother, but I don't know how technical they are about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know. But birth is constantly happening all around us.
Yeah, dude. Birth happens every second.
Mothers... are born and mothers die.
Yeah.
Every second of every day.
Every second of every day.
And this is constantly happening until one day there will be the last. What came first, the mother or the baby?
The mother.
Yeah, because.
Mother Earth.
Thank you. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
We're just sort of having fun.
Exactly.
Might
have rambled.
We're just. Yeah, I mean, that's all.
That's all this.
Well, it'll be more structured going forward. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Mothers I Learned From podcast.
MILFs.
Listen every week. We'll have cool shit coming out.
We're going to have an Instagram, and we're going to put a Cash App on it, and
you should donate
some money. I don't have a job right now.
Follow. Yeah, exactly. And he has a degree.
And he has a degree. That's, again, and think about it. Mothers and are the people of with degrees that are unemployed of society.
And you know who will be proud if this podcast is successful? Our mothers.
I don't know. I don't think my mom would get it.
I don't think mine would be able to get it either. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to MILFs, the Mother I Learned From podcast. This has been Lionel de Trinidad. He was Guillermo Quinteros. We'll see you next week.